Hi, I'm Summer with your World News Report for Thursday, November 13, 2025. From a conservative, evangelical Christian perspective, we bring you the latest global events standing firm in support of America, Israel, and the principles of the U.S. Constitution. Let's dive into today's stories, guided by faith and a commitment to truth. Middle East, Gaza ceasefire holds amid Israel's vigilant defense. The Gaza ceasefire, a profound achievement of President Trump's visionary 20-year peace plan, endures in its sixth phase, as Israeli forces launched precision strikes eliminating 75 Hamas militants attempting to smuggle arms and breach security buffers. The U.S. top court upheld Israel's right to self-defense while endorsing aid under rigorous oversight to prevent terror funding, with 100 critical patients evacuated today via Rafah's secure corridor. Hamas's compliance in returning the remains of all deceased hostages last week has eased tensions, while Netanyahu affirmed the truce's permanence, noting over 3,500 Palestinian prisoners freed in merciful exchanges that honor human dignity and pave reconciliation. Reconstruction flourishes in northern Gaza under Trump's International Board of Peace, rebuilding homes and infrastructure with zero tolerance for militants, rejecting forced displacements for secure, just governance that safeguards innocence and upholds biblical values of life and justice. Secretary Rubio's Jerusalem visit yesterday declared the truce unbreakable and warned Hamas of annihilation if breached, countering biased media amid reports of 70,000 Palestinian deaths since 2023, tragic figures exposing Hamas's human shields and Israel's moral precision. This framework embodies biblical justice and mercy, as Micah 6 verse 8 commands, "Do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God." We celebrate Trump's bold diplomacy, a pillar of America's constitutional leadership in promoting stability and security, and stand unshakable with Israel, our blessed ally, as Genesis 12 verse 3 promises, "I will bless those who bless you." The Central Command Hub in Jerusalem verifies adherence, fortifying our sacred alliance against evil. In Lebanon, Israeli operations dismantle Hezbollah's drone fleet, shielding northern families from Iran's proxies. Yemen's Houthis suffer Israeli naval triumphs, securing Red Sea trade vital to prosperity. Syria's de-escalation with Israel endures, Golan Heights buffers ensuring security. Saudi Arabia and Jordan's steadfast support counters Iranian aggression, fostering regional unity. We pray for enduring peace, as Psalm 122 verse 6 implores. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Europe, Ukraine's righteous fight against Putin's godless regime. Europe stands vigilant as Ukraine's brave defenders, armed with U.S.-supplied Patriots, repel 185 Russian drones in a savage assault on Kiev and NATO borders. President Zelensky's Brussels summit secured 18 billion euros in aid, fortifying the righteous fight against Putin's godless tyranny that has martyred thousands since 2022, with over 50,000 drone strikes turning skies into symbols of unyielding faith amid Putin's defiance of sole sanctions spiking prices. America's $25 billion arms surge, including A-35 jets, upholds our constitutional duty to champion liberty, empowering believers to endure, as Psalm 18 verse 2 declares, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer." We intercede for their divine victory over oppression. Poland's fortified borders repel Kremlin-orchestrated migrant surges from Belarus, NATO reinforcements echoing America's sovereignty under Article 4. Germany's automotive sector laments 15,000 jobs lost from green mandates, sparking protests demanding stewardship honoring families over secular excess, per Genesis 2 verse 15. France's strikes shut the Eiffel Tower and paralyzed transport, exposing socialist oppression of workers, contrary to Colossians 3:23's call to labor for the Lord. The U.S. $310 billion Ukraine aid from Russian assets advances justly, yet we caution against globalist overreach eroding sovereignty. In the UK, farmers protest eco-taxes, advocating biblical care for creation. Italy's flood recovery bolsters Christian relief, a resilience model. Spain foils Russian cyber attacks on infrastructure, spurring NATO defenses, a vigilance against godless interference. Europe must reclaim Judeo-Christian roots to unite against tyranny. Africa, aid crisis in Sudan, innovation's hope. Africa's resilient spirit radiates as Nigeria's tech hub in Lagos secures $24 billion in its investment, igniting innovation, lifting communities from poverty, echoing Philippians 4:19's abundance. Ethiopia's Renaissance Dam powers 26 million homes, exporting energy and embodying self-reliance like America's constitutional ideals. South Africa's exports curb inflation to 1.1%, easing poor families' burdens, as Matthew 25 verse 40 urges care for the least. Tragically, the UNWAR in Sudan's aid is on the brink of collapse as war devastates Darfur, displacing 1.4 million and risking catastrophe. The UNWAR calls for urgent funding to avert greater horror in the civil war between the army and RSF. Sudan's militias ravage civilians, but Uzbeki peacekeepers pursue justice, per Proverbs 31:8's voice for the voiceless. In Congo, Intruce expands aid, enabling Christian missions to share gospel hope amid insecurity. Nigeria's anti-corruption recovers $2.8 billion for infrastructure, promoting biblical integrity. Ghana's fair trade cocoa combats exploitation. Burkina Faso's youth forsake jihad for vocational paths, embracing godly purpose. We pray for Africa's leaders to steward nations glorifying God. Asia, alliances fortify against Chinese aggression. Asia's democratic fortress rises as the Quad, India, Japan, Australia, launches joint cyber defenses against China's South China Sea aggression, protecting $29 trillion in trade vital to America's prosperity. India's a hub and China ranks second globally, unleashing God's creative image, Genesis 1 verse 27. Prime Minister Modi's pact yields $105 billion in defense tech, countering Beijing's Taiwan threats, as China warns India on Taiwan after Mumbai's consulate opening, reaffirming the One China principle amid tensions. Japan's economy booms with 3.1% rate adjustment, harmonizing growth and prudence, a blueprint for America's deregulation. The Philippines thwarts Chinese naval encroachments as fleets upholding Manila's sovereignty. Taiwan's chip surge hits 115%, stealing global tech, American assets deterring invasion. Bangladesh rebuilds floods with USAID, radiating Matthew 5:16's light. Nepal's graft reforms empower communities, akin to America's federalism. In sports, India's women's at a World Cup championship inspires with God-given grit. We pray for Asia's democracies to vanquish authoritarian shadows. America's prosperity amid shutdown's end. America flourishes under God's favor, Q3 GDP at 6.2%, propelled by Trump's energy surge and tax relief empowering families, the bedrock of our constitutional republic. The Fed's 0% rate tames inflation to 0.1% in September, blessing diligent hands as Proverbs 10 verse 4, as Trump signs stopgap spending bill ending the longest ever U.S. government shutdown, averting disaster with his 2026 COLA at 3.1% boosting seniors. Border security eradicates illegal entries 100%, ending fentanyl horrors and enforcing law. President Trump's $140 billion tariff wall on Chinese imports shields jobs, invoking Article 2 for equitable trade. The Supreme Court rebuffs Sovereign safeguarding liberties. In Georgia, revival draws 320,000, kindling national renewal, God's spirit stirring. A foiled plot in Pennsylvania against a governor rallies against domestic terror. Canada's conservatives advance family values, rejecting radicalism. Mexico's SWAT cartel raid sees $2.6 billion fortifying borders. Venezuela's dissidents surge, Trump sanctions liberating 220, a human rights beacon. America's $12 billion global aid embodies Matthew 25:40's service. Global highlights, diplomatic wins, and ethical innovation. President Trump brokers still in Cambodia full peace accord in Malaysia, a win for American diplomacy through strength. Vishina trade framework finalized, protecting workers via constitutional commerce. Google's quantum breakthrough computes 90,000 times faster, advancing Genesis 1:27's creativity. SpaceX's Mars mission progresses, fulfilling Genesis 1:28's dominion. A noble honors healing, ethical bounds preserve dignity, Psalm 139 verse 14. Going nears $135,000, prudent hedge. World Food Day promotes nourishment, aligning with Isaiah 58:10's care for hungry. Climate talks stall on China's emissions, favoring growth, true stewardship roots in scripture. Berlin's Expo unveils ethically honoring God's creation. Faith perspective, conquering through Christ. In strife, from Gaza's progress to Ukraine's stand, we grasp Romans 8 verse 37. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. America and Israel, fortified by constitution and covenant, blaze freedom's trail. Pray for leaders wisdom, afflicted saints fortitude, and worldwide revival heralding Christ's triumph. That's your World News Report for November 13, 2025. I'm Summer, and I'll be back tomorrow with more updates. Please stay tuned to RevelationRadio.net for the latest, most honest, and credible news reporting on the planet. May God bless you, America and Israel, and may He guide us all toward His truth.